Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. Ryan Hoag played in the NFL for a long time for a lot of different teams. He's seen days like this. He's seen it with players. He's seen it with coaches. It might not ever get easy, but it's quite a way to grow up in life. Ryan, thank you for joining us.
Hey, happy to be here, Mike.
What do you think, and one of the reasons I wanted to bring you on was, what do you think you gained from all the different stops and the having to deal with disappointments and then accomplishing great things and all those things packed into 1 year, do you think it made you, or into your career, do you think that made you a much more adaptable, at peace person for the rest of your life, or more understanding? What do you think came of that, living a lifestyle like that?
Yeah, you definitely learn to roll with the punches. You know, you learn perseverance for sure. And, you know, adaptability, I think, is one of the words that you alluded to there, and how important that is just in life. So, you know, being cut 15 times and playing for, what, maybe 9 different head coaches in the NFL, like, you see it all. It allowed me to learn a lot of different offenses, which allowed me to be that much more adaptable and learn, you know, come in and get up to speed quickly. But just in life, and then life lessons that I then teach the kids I coach, you know, in terms of perseverance and sticking with it, really invaluable.
Do players ever think, you know, when they see a day like this with coaches, you know, if you've been cut by one of them, is there ever a feeling of, all right, buddy, now you know what it feels like, you got yours?
I mean, you know, there's probably certain satisfaction. I don't know if it's...
Depending on who it was in your relationship with them, right?
Right. For example, when Bill Callahan, you know, who, I mean, the team basically staged a coup in 2003 against him,
yep,
because of how he was treating the organization, treating the players. And then when I saw that he took the Nebraska job, I legitimately, like, actively tried to talk to as many people as possible to say, look, here was my experience. Get ready. He might sound like this when he's recruiting you, but it's going to be this way. And
I think that's fair too, because you earn that, right? I mean, you earn whatever it was, you reap whatever it was that you were, right?
Exactly. I mean, you know, your character is when nobody's watching, and you know, people may say the right thing, but at the end of the day, your true colors are going to show up at some point. And you know, for Bill, and that's a small sample size with Bill Callahan, you know, he was, you know, a disgrace to Nebraska and their football history. And I think that, you know, while he may have a few backers, I'm sure that a lot of people have the same similar experience that I had. I mean, you look, Charles Woodson quit on the team. Charles Woodson is one of the most respected players in the NFL at the time, you know, height of his Pro Bowl, just elected into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I mean, you know, that doesn't happen if it's a coach that's, you know, well respected and treats people the right way.
Now I want to, because you saw both, and I remember talking to a guy, and he played for Jimmy Johnson, and then he played for another guy who I won't mention, but he had these two different head coaches, and he was explaining to me how different the experience was, because he said Jimmy Johnson was straight up. You knew where you stood. There was no question. You didn't feel like it was personal. You felt like it was what was best for the team. But he told you before, and then the action came. But the action was consistent with the way that he, you know, he walked and he talked the same way. He said the other person, you had no idea what was going on. You didn't know if you could trust them. You felt lied to. There is a vast difference, isn't there, between the top of the food chain and the bottom?
Absolutely. You know, and I experienced a couple stark contrasts from when I played in New York for Jim Fossil. I mean, he knew his time was ending. I think with about four games left, the Giants management said that you're going to finish out the season and then you're done. I mean, the players, like, made a goodbye, like, video for him, like, which is unheard of in the pros.
Yes, right? It is.
You might hear about that in high school or college, but for the pros to go ahead and do that, like, that shows how beloved he was. And just because he had a bad season, like, he took the brunt of it. But, you know, you're not hearing about that with Zimmer, for example. And then we had the opposite experience with Coughlin, who came in and had this very militaristic, you know, if you're not there 5 minutes before the meeting starts, I'm locking the door. If you miss a meeting, which even though you're 4 minutes early, you miss a meeting, now we're going to find you $10,000. And, you know, so, and you have these veterans like Strahan and Tiki Barber and stuff like that are just like, wait, hold on a second. I mean, change is good, but, you know, at some point, you know, it seems like change just to, you know, have it so people know who's in charge. And at the pro level, you know, that's why Childress was so unsuccessful. Like, Childress came in and said, I'm going to do it this way, and I'm not going to listen to anybody else. I get one chance at this, and this is going to be the way I do it. And because he didn't listen to, you know, unbelievable veterans that have been in the game for so long being like, Coach, why don't we try it this way? He dug his own grave.
Okay, so with the Vikings, one of the things that you're hearing now is that players wanted to be heard more. And I'm not going to get into all the specifics, but some of it I think was COVID related and you know, your opinion of a player that, not from Mike Zimmer's standpoint either, by the way, there was a lot of people involved in all this. But the bottom line is, if a leader of a key leader that's really respected in the locker room has a bad experience or says, you know what, you can't trust whoever it is, how quickly does that move, and how paramount is that inside a locker room?
It's really, really important. I mean,
pretty
you
powerful,
look at all
huh?
the teams that are in the playoffs right now. I mean, from Andy Reid to Mike Tomlin to Mike Vrabel to Bruce Arians. I mean, the list goes on and on about these coaches that have adapted and that are the, you know, that listen to their players. Now, they're a figurehead. Like, Mike Tomlin is an amazing and like, he's a guy you can go have a beer with, but he also will put you like in your place if you need to put you in your place. Like, so he has that great give take, and he just has that sense and gets it. Whereas, you know, this old school mentality that, you know, the Zimmers of the world that really were successful, you know, even 10 years ago, like, aren't as successful anymore because, you know, we have a very entitled athletic group of individuals coming up. And you know, not to say it wasn't that way when I played, but it continues to go down that path of entitlement. And when that's the case, right, you need to be able to adjust. You need to be flexible. And when there's lack of flexibility, you know, you're going to lose players from the jump. And when that happens, when you have the Eric Kendricks of the world speaking out, and that's the heart and soul of your defense, and Anthony Barr, and they're like, hey, we just want to be able to communicate as a team to you as trusted leaders. When that doesn't happen, right, that's when you get the Bill Callahan, the Brad Childress, that these guys that just won't do it, that their ego gets in the way or whatever, and you're going to lose your team. And now it's less about wanting to do well for the greater good. Now it's just, I'm going to go home and get mine. It's that Latrell Sprewell. Like, I need to make money to feed my family. That's it. I don't care about anything else.
Yeah, and you know, these coaches are, I mean, these are tough jobs these head coaches have, you know, that I get that. Now, how much do assistant coaches matter in that? Do the assistant coaches have to have that? Do you have to have a couple that the head coach will listen to? I mean, how do you identify that? Or is there a way for a player to go, you know what, I'm a little bit scared to go and talk to the head coach, but I feel comfortable talking to the assistant coach and he'll carry my message?
Yeah, so that's a tricky situation, right? Because, you know, you may have a really good rapport with that assistant, and the assistant will be all ears and try to, they might recognize that dichotomy of that head coach being unapproachable and things like that, and claim that they're going to take it to, you know, take that message to you because they respect you and they want to see you succeed and they want you to feel good. But then they understand, like, the head coach is the figurehead. The head coach will MF any assistant coach, and happens all the time. I mean, look at Urban Meyer and the way he treated his assistants, and these were handpicked by him year one. And he's, you know, Daryl Bevel, who played for,
he's interviewing tomorrow for their job.
These are his respected coaches that have been around for a while, and he's, you know, out there questioning them in front of the team. Like, that's what the head coach, right? There's very little say that the assistant coaches are going to come, that the players go to the assistants and then go to that. That just doesn't happen. It's the head coach is going to make their decision, and if you challenge them, they're going to call you out on it, regardless if you're a player or a coach, depending on the head coach.
If you were a head coach in the NFL, would you prioritize, Ryan Hogue is our guest, by the way, NFL player, of course, from Gustavus and grew up here, played for the Vikings and everything else. Would you prioritize, you know, we hear the term leadership council, things like that. Would you prioritize winning over leaders, or is that really not your job?
For me, Mike, I coach because I like to build relationships. And it doesn't matter what level I'm at, if I'm with my 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old class teaching tennis, or if I'm with, you know, a high-level collegiate athlete or whatever. I am all about building relationships. If you can build that relationship and build that mutual trust, they then will go out and play as hard as they can because they don't want to disappoint you more than they don't want to disappoint themselves. When it becomes about only caring about if you're disappointing yourself, then you will not end up having them succeed to the level they're capable of. So I'm all about building that rapport, finding that, you know, that relationship piece. And, you know, it doesn't mean we have to go out and have a beer together, but it does mean that I'm going to call you by your name. I'm going to ask about your family, whatever it means. Right. And I think, yeah, one of the Vikings today came out and just was like, be nice to have a person, you know, that's walking around the Winter Park, or, well, now the new Winter Park, yeah, and be able to, like, call you by your name or ask you how you're doing and not have to, like, put your head down and just keep walking. Like, that to me, I just don't get that. I get that, like, you know, and whether or not Bill Belichick, I don't know how he coaches. Obviously, he's doing something right, but he coexisted with Randy Moss, and Randy Moss, didn't coexist with everybody.
The interesting piece of that is he moved Randy Moss, and yet they still seem to have got this great mutual respect for each other.
Yes. Yep.
You know, because I thought, once he moves Moss, because remember, they gave him to the Vikings, remember? And that was the second time around, and it blew up because of all the things Randy did, and he complained about the food, and Brad Childress had to cut him. And then it got, you know, then it never really got, you know, good. But, I mean, Belichick did that, and yet I think he was at, I know he was at Moss's Hall of Fame, you know, speech, you know? So something worked there, I guess. Hey, can we take one phone call? Somebody called in. They've got a question for Ryan Hogue. Is that cool?
Yeah.
What do we got there, Charlie? Bring them on.
Hi, Ryan. I want to ask you a question. With all these coordinators getting hired, and there's a pretty high failure rate among them, wondering what do you think about college coaches that have been successful, like the North Dakota State Matt Entz? Because what makes him different than everybody else is they've had an extremely high amount of players make it in the NFL out of players that the colleges didn't want. do you believe a guy like Matt Entz, with the pedigree he's done and his age and everything and what he's done, you think he would – I heard there might be some calls in for him. Do you think he'd make a good NFL coach?
Let me just intercept that for 1 second, though, just to set the record. Matt Entz is that, you know, they won the national championship. We just had Phoenix Sproles on, a member of that team. But you have to understand, Craig Bohl really started that thing, and then Chris Kleiman, who's at Kansas State, and now Entz has inherited it. And I only say that because, Ryan, there is a difference between starting it from scratch and maintaining a culture.
Absolutely, yeah. So, first of all, thanks for the call. You know, a couple of thoughts on that. Number one, do I think college coaches can be successful in the NFL? Absolutely. But I will say this. The reason a lot of college coaches are really, really successful is, Mike, to your point, the culture they've established. But ultimately, college is about recruiting. And college is about offense and defensive line, really, whereas the NFL is about quarterbacks. But if you can recruit and win up front on both offensive and defensive line, you're going to have success, and you're going to have success consistently. St. John's, best team in the MIAC, or arguably, you know, now that St. Thomas is out, like, they've had continued success. They beat everybody up front.
Yes, they do.
Always. Every year. We have never at Gustavus been able to beat them up front.
It's the same line. Everybody has. Augsburg, Hamlin, Gustavus, St. Olaf, they got some good skill players. They're just not big enough up front.
They're not big enough up front. And the college game is all about, you look at Alabama. I mean, they have three guys get drafted from their offensive line and three guys from their defensive line every single year minimum. And that's why they're in the national championship game. I mean, obviously they have a, you know, Heisman and this and that. But, you know, skill level, like, you know, Deion Sanders made the comment at Jackson State, right? He's like, skill level, we can match up with any team in the country. But it's up front, we would just get pounded if we were to play a Florida State, his alma mater, and things like that. But so I would say, you know, this tendency to want to get that new splashy coach, yes, you know, a lot of times you're going to hit it, you know, you're going to hit gold with the Cliff Kingsbury and the guy that's just a great X's and O guy that's going to be able to come in and bring this innovative system. Look at Chip Kelly coming from Oregon, his first year. I don't know if you remember his first game with Philadelphia. Yep. It was one of the most enjoyable football games I've ever watched. Like, his no huddle, like, 15 seconds into the play clock, and they were rolling. Like, they put up 59 points against Washington on Monday Night Football. It was unbelievable. But then teams figure you out, right? So, you know, number one, you need a figurehead, and you need a person that's going to command that respect. You're going to, and that's unflappable, right? And whereas college, you're always beloved. You're beloved, beloved. In NFL, you make one mistake, everybody's so good, and they scout you so well that you make one mistake and now the media is turning on you. And are you able to, like, gracefully accept that and take that, not, like, let that impact how you coach that next week? Because if you're coaching with passion, then you're going to end up being unsuccessful. And that's why some of these splash coach or college hires end up not being successful, because, you know, they're so used to just recruiting. Yeah. Urban Meyer, great example, yep. Right? Urban Meyer had the best players all the time. That's why he was always one of the best teams.
That's right. Now you know what? There is no draft, so you get to get control the whole first round if you want, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, and he'll never coach in the NFL again.
Never. Never. Never will, and shouldn't. And,
no.
You know, and for the first time in his life, he was facing some adversity as to people being like,
and it
are
didn't
you
go
really
well.
A good coach? And he wanted to blame everybody but
yep.
himself.
Yep. Yeah,
and
the same stuff that they tell
that
the players
work.
Not to
when
do, right?
When you're working with grown men, that doesn't work. You're
yeah, just, and the same things they preach to the players they should never do, you know, blame other people and all that. Guess what? As soon as the heat got turned up, good night. Hey, Ryan, we got to go. Great to talk to you. We'll talk again soon. Appreciate all your candidness always.
Go Gusty. See ya.
You got it. Ryan Hogue back to wrap up this edition of Sports with the Max. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.